A fox came to my house. Last week was extraordinary. First, we came back to school feeling resentful about a curtailed National Day holiday. We seniors got only 2 days off while the freshmen had 7. Then we sat the monthly exam in which my performance couldn't have been rottener. Yesterday evening, I came back home virtually in pieces. As I was walking in, head bowed, to my pleasant surprise, a cute creature greeted my eye. At the first glance, it looked like a big dog. Its beautiful bushy tail reminded me, however, that it might be a fox. It is a real fox, Granddad confirmed my guess. I could hardly believe my ears. I shook my head to make sure that I was not dreaming. Seeing the cute creature pacing elegantly in front of me, I had to believe it. 2 days before, Granddad had saved the fox from under sticks and stones in our yard. The creature had popped up for no reason around the residential complex. Some guys, out of curiosity, sat upon it with the sticks and stones. Others shot photos of it and shared the pics on social media. The scene was total chaos. Thanks to Granddad, the fox avoided becoming part of the menu and landing on someone's dinner plate. With the environment around Granddad's improving, more and more creatures will turn up, I bet. Every day, a lot of birds come to drink and splash at the pond. Some small mammals creep in and scavenge in the bins for a bite. In the right season, butterflies and bees flit among the flowers and blossoms in the yard. Without pollution or interference, humans can coexist in harmony with the fellow terrestrial residents. We should respect them. Not only do we inhabit land under the same sky and breathe the same air, we are as well nurtured by the one Mother Earth. In this sense, we are equals. Hopefully the fox Granddad fostered will go back safe and sound to the wood and be reunited with his brothers and sisters. Lightening my mood, the creature has created a unique weekend for me. Hence, I give it my best wishes.